Weiter in Shas, wir bekommen das Mem, hey, picken ein paar Mem, da haben wir ein bisschen bei der Pace, bei der Mishnah. Bei der Mishnah. Und sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Shor, Shehu, Yotze, Lisakel, Vigdisho, Bailov. Let's see if it's Shor. On its way to get Skila, because, you know, it went ahead and it killed somebody, so now it's on the way to be getting Dunski. It's about to go ahead and they're gonna stone it. Eino Mukdash. Someone tried to be Makdash at that stage when it's already finished. Found a way to be killed, Dunskis. And Mukdash, it doesn't work, nothing happens. Shchato, and let's say you went and you shechted it. Bisaro, Aser. The Basar is Aser. Im Achelo Nigmar Dino. And if it's before the stage when they're Nigmar Din, when they finish off the Din to go make sure it's going to be killed, then a person went ahead, Higdisho by love, their Makdash, Mukdash, it works. Vim Shachto, and you shechted it then. Bisaro Mutar, his Basar will be Mutar. Because the Issa only starts once it has the sentencing. Next, Misaro L'shom Echino L'shol No Sisach L'socher. Let's say you have this animal that gives it over to these four things we're going to see a lot of in Bava Metzia, and that is a Shom Echinam is someone who's guarding your animal for no money at all. Shoel is someone who's borrowing your animal. No Sisach is someone who you're paying to watch it. Or a socher, someone who's renting it. So in any of these cases, if you give it out to them, Rashi says, Achlo Nogach, before it did any negicha, didn't do anything there. V'lava Reisha Koy, Ela Milsach Rita, it's not going back to the Reisha, this is its own shtickle toida. These people, Nichnasu Tachas HaBailam, they take over the ownership, Ke'ilu, them in place of the Bailam. Rashi says, Mitchayvim B'Nizakin Ke'Bailam, they become Mitchayvim Nizakin like the Baal. Muad Mishal Mezik Shalim. Mitam Mishal Mechazin Ezek. If it's a Muad, then they have to pay any damages, they have to pay Mezik Shalim. And if it's a Tam, it's Chatzin Ezek. Ton Rabban, Unzak the Heilig Gemara, Shor Shehemis. Let's say if an ox goes and kills somebody. Achshon Nigmar Din, if it didn't yet, Nigmar Din, Mechara, when you sold it, beep turn. The page. Remember, hey, Machor, then the sale is a good sale. Rashi says, Hula Radia. It's used in order to go ahead and to how do you say it in English? To plow. Higdisha Mukdash, you makdash it, then it's Mukdash. It works. Rashi says, Venefka Mine, the E Mishane Mine, Mal, that if you get any enough from it, then you're going to be over Me'ila because it actually did work. Shachat Psar Mutta, if you shacht it, the bus is going to be good. Hechziru Shomer Labis. Base ba'olav. If the shomer, let's say, had it and it killed, and then before Nigmar Din, he returns it back to the owner. He's like, I want nothing to do with this. Mukhsar, it actually works. It is returned. Rashi says, V'afagav de shakli le beidina have a shomer potter. He's potter. The hawk is zero shore ma'alyo. When he returned it, it was a good shore. Everything was great. Nothing problem. Mishin Nigmar Dina, but once it already got a Gmar Din, Bechari Namachu, if you sell it, doesn't work. Hikdisho and Mukdash, your Makdash doesn't work. Shachta Basar Aser, if you shachta the bus, it's going to be Aser. Zero shomer, lebeis, ba'olav, enamuchsar. Nice try. You can't just return it. It doesn't work. That is the Chachamim. If Yaakov Omer in the last case, I'm Mishin Nigmar Dina, zero shomer, lebeis, muchsar. If he returns it, even after Nigmar Din, it does work. He returned it to him. He doesn't know him anything. So we see a machlokas in the Tanakhim of Yaakov. Lema b'halkam of Gledshia. This is what they're arguing over. The Rabbanan Tzavri, Ein Omrim b'Yisur ha'na'a hari shechol b'fanecha. That according to the Rabbanan, the Tanakhama, they do not say, when it comes to Isra Ana, hey, Harishul Chol Fanecha, here, it's right here in front of you. Rashi says, Fanafkamina legezel chametz va'over lov ha'pesach, v'ech zero in the muxler. So someone who steals chametz, and then Pesach comes over, so that becomes Otzabah Ana, and he returns it, it's not considered muxler. Nice try, they don't hold that. If Yaakov Savar, Omen be Isra Ana, Harishul Chol Fanecha, even with Isra Ana, you could say, here, it's right here in front of you, so what do you want from me? So that maybe that's a machlokas. Says Gemara, I'm a rabba. No, the kuliyama omer b'isra no harishachal b'fanecha. Really, everybody says when it comes to isra no, you could say harishachal b'fanecha. The question then is going to be on the Tanakhama, why it is that he can't, why he says not like that. The Im Kain, if it were to be that they actually argued on it, the Niflug V'inyan Chametz Pesach, they should have a machlokas when it comes to the guy who goes and steals and returns a Chametz, it became Asim Pesach. But we know that the Gemara later on seems to be that the Chachamim, the Tanakhama here, do not hold that it's a problem to go and to give it back, even though, this is beautiful Rashi says, let's take a look. Lifgu Rabbanim B'chametz Pesach V'leim V'dechayev V'anun Kaimelon B'gozel Eitzim. We learn later on Daf Tzadi Chesam Beis Dilu Rabbanan Omer Omer L'Harishachal Fanecha the Katani Gezel Chametz over Lava Pesach. Someone steals Chametz and Pesach Pesach V'chzir and he returns it. V'chein Shor Atchel and similarly Ashor Atchel Nigmar Dino until the din was Nigmar Omer Lo Harishachal Fanecha. You could say Harishachal Fanecha V'mashen Nigmar Dimo Lo. You're not able to say it. I must be that that's the opinion of the Tanakam the Rabbanan, and yet we see you can read the rest of it, but we're going to go right there now. But you see that clearly they don't argue on that. So it must mean that everybody says, B'Israel no, Harish Chalufanecha. So then what's pshat that he doesn't say it by the ox? Ella, Ella, Ella. What's a machlokas? Ella, Hacha, Begomim, Dino, Shalshor, Shalob, Afanav, Kamikul. The machlokas is in reference to when someone, when the Gemar Din is done, not in front of the owner of the ox. Pardon, when the ox is not there. Can you do it when the ox is not in front of you? Do Rabbanan Tzavri, Ein Gomim, Dino, Ella, Shor, Shalshor, Ella, Bafanav, the Chachamim, Ola, Tanakama say, you're not able to do this on this when the ox is not there. The Amrele, because the owner can say to him, Ia Darte, Nihale, Hava Arkrakna Leilagma, like we've seen many times so far. If you were to give it back to me, then I would have brought it to a swamp and I would have hidden over there and they wouldn't be able to judge it. Hashta aspaste lisarai bida deloyachinalishtayuye dina bade. But now, because of the fact you gave it to Bazin, that you gave over my ox to the one who I can't go and get it back from. So any chinami could say a case of shalchalufanecha, but in this particular case, you messed me over. And therefore, sorry, Charlie, you can't just return it to me and you're off the hook. You're going to have to take care of it. Rav Yaakov Savar, Gomer Dina Shalshor Shalobel Fanav, you're able to do it even if he's not there, if the ox is not there. The Amalei, so the Shomer could say the owner, Sof Sof Migmar Havu Gamri Lei Ledina. Whether it's there or not, he still would have done it, so I didn't ruin anything over there. And therefore, I'm able to say, Af Mishim Nigmar Dina Hachziru Shomer Lebailov Muchsa, it's still going to work. Says Rashi, and therefore, Sof Sof Mingbar Hava Gamri Leladina Hilkach Hava Le Hazeka de Mamela Velobiadaim. Not something that I did with the Adaim, it's Mamela, and therefore, sorry, I'm off the hook. My time with the Rabbanon. What's Pshat in the Rabbanon? Why do they hold this idea that it has to be the shore is there? Because the Pasuk says, by an ox that kills, Hashor Yisakel Vagamba Allah Yumas, the ox is going to be stoned, and the owner has to be put to death. And we understand, be put to death means to be kofar. Kemisa Sabailim, Kach Misa Hashor. Just like the quote unquote Misa of the Bailim, so too is the Misa of the shore. Ma Bailim Befim, just like when it comes to the Bailim, it's got to be done in front of him. That is, that it says, the Pasuk says, Rashas Kedichsiv, Aid, Ad, sorry. Rashi points out, Ma Bailam Bifnaim Kidhsiv Ad Amdu Lifne Ha'idal Mishpat. Av Shor Bifanav, so to the shore has to be in front of him also. That's where the He darshens it. And Rabbi Yaakov, Bisham Bailam, it's going to make sense when it comes to the Bailam B'nei Taimininu, because they have a way to go and to defend themselves. They can explain why they did this, why they didn't do it, etc. El Ashor Bar Tainas, by Tanta, who? Does it have any Tainas? Is it going to go in and say, Lo, let me explain? Or can't do anything. Therefore, even if it's not there, you can still do the din. Next part of the Mishnah, we said, Misara l'shar mechinim l'shar, let's say you give it to a shar mechinim, to a shol, to a sochet, to a shol mesachet, you give it to any of them, and before it did anything wrong, and then something happens, so then they have to deal with it. If it's if it was a mu'ad, they have to pay nezek shalom. If it was a time, they have to pay chatzi nezek. Tana rabbanan arba'a nichlesu tachas habaylam. There are four people that can take the place of the baal, of the owner. Meaning they're going to be chayiv just like they are ki'ilu, like they're the owners. Ve'ilu, and here they are. Shor mechinim v'ashol, nosei socher v'asocher. The four different levels over here. A shor mechinim, someone who's watching without getting paid. Ashol, someone who's borrowing it, nosei socher. Someone who's watching about getting paid, v'asocher, and someone who's renting. Hargu, let's say it's under the shomer, they have it, and then the animal goes and it kills. Then what's going to be the din? Tamim ne'erogim, p'turim in a kofer. If it's a short time, then it gets put to death, and the shomer is going to be put there from kofer, just like the ba would have been also, right? If it's a tam. Muadim Nahargum Sham is a kofer. If it's a muad, then they get stoned, and then a person has to pay kofer. The chayav and lahaksi to make sure the baal of chutz mishor mechinam. Kofer, we know you have to pay to the yarshim of the person who owned, the person who got killed. Then we have what's known as just nezek, because now this animal ended up getting killed. You got to pay the owner of the actual animal. This is true with everyone except for a shomer chinam, except for one who doesn't get paid to go and watch it. Amri, hey chidami, what exactly is the case? Edenachi, if you're talking about a case that the shomer is guarding it and careful, I says shmir ma'ula, good shmira, I feel a cool and amulet for true, then all of them should be potter. I says me to make sure, bar mishol, except for the shol, the ha anusim him, because they are chayav for ones. Someone who borrows a chayav for ones, which is a case of, beyond their control, they're still chayav for it. So everyone should be potter. Vidalonat, you're talking about a case where they weren't guarding it, then I feel shomachinim and chayav, then even the shomachinim and the shomachinim should be chayav to pay him back. So what's going on over here? Because it's called poshea. I mean, they said, what are we talking about? The natri shmir pechusa, v'lo natri shmir me'ula. Where they guarded it, but a shvachetika guard. Mashi says, delez sheyichol olam v'ruach matzuya. They close a door that could stand to a ruach matzuya, to a wind that would normally come. It after me Ruch Shenim Mitzvah that opens up, and that's how they guard it. So Shomer Chinam called Salosh Miroso. When it comes to Shomer Chinam, he is good because he only has to do a Shmir Pchuse. Rashi says, De'ein Alav Lehischazik B'Shmiroso. V'day Bekach. Listen, I'm watching your animal. I'll guard it, but I'm not taking so much. I'm not getting paid for this. V'day Bekach. V'la Peshi. It's not called Poshea. Hilkach Legabe Bailim Potter. V'day Bailim is Potter. Midamei Shorda. Sagi Lebishmir Pchusa. Ubay Kapara. All he has to do is to do Kapara. That's it. Hanach lo kol shmiyosa, but the rest of them, the shmir wasn't knocked out. Right? It wasn't good enough. Rashi says the shechayavin hayulis chazik b'shmiyosa. They have to be a better shmir. She shomer lebaaylov upshia he midi dahava agneva vaveda, and this is considered pshia when it's a shmir b'chusa, and therefore they're going to have to be paying. Everything's good and dandy now. Fakta gemara Amri, come on, who is this going like? Ik Rabbi Meir, if you want to say this is going in the world of Rabbi Meir. Rashi says, the Amr b'masisa, when you see an Amr Beis, he says, Mu'ad lo sagi li b'shmir b'chusa. A Mu'ad is not good enough for the shmir b'chusa. Mishom ha'chi nami k'tani mishalim kofar, and that's why you have to pay kofar. So he says that a shvachetika garden for a Mu'ad is... Now we got ourselves a shvachetika shmir over here. Beep, turn the page, my Amr Beis. The Amr, hold on, back it up just 1 second. So we said, Kiman, Ik Rabbi Meir, if you want to say goes against Rabbi Meir, who says again, if you're guarding it not well enough for a muad, that's not good. You can't have a shmir b'chusa. So the Bryce is saying that if an ox is a muad and they have to pay kofar, that makes sense. But we have a problem because now it says that the Amr socher kishomer chinam. He holds that a socher, someone who rents, is the same level as a shomer chinam. So then therefore, listening chutz mishomer chinam v'socher, should it say, except for both of them. The ikur nekudah here is that he says that they're in the same din of here. So socher is like a shomer chinam. Rashi says it's the gemara of Metzia. But Metzia by a shol v'nisni chutz mishomer chinam v'socher, that's what it should say. It's like chutz mishomer chinam v'socher. V'ik Rabbi Yehuda, and if you want to say, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. If you want to say this price is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rashi tells us, importantly, heichad deshamu shmir pechusa, in a case where they guard it in a shvachadika garden. Amay Mishalim, why should you have to pay kofar? Ha'omer, we know he says, Rabbi Yehomer, Rabbi Huda, Mu'ad Sagi Rabbi Shmir B'chusa. He's against Rabbi Meir over there. He says that even Shmir B'chusa is good enough. So Nisni Chutz Mishomer Chinam V'kulan B'mu'ad in Pturin Rini Kofar. All of them should be put there from kofar when it comes to a Mu'ad because they did a Shmir B'chusa and that's good enough. Amar Avuna Bar Chanina Ha'amani Suza Braisa Rabbi Eliezer, he says it's Rabbi Eliezer. Da Amar Ein Lo Shmira Ela Sakin. This is a machlokas we're going to see in the Mishnah between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Eliezer. He says, come on, you understand these animals, these mu'ad animals, the only way to stop it is by killing it. Check it, eat it, right? But don't let it go, don't let it do this. Namar ein lo shmir alasakon le'inyan socher, savar like Rabbi Yehuda. And according to the idea of a socher, a renter, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, damar socher ken nosei sachar dami. He's like someone who's nosei sachar, who rents it. A socher is a renter, someone who gets paid to watch it. Which means both of these are on the level where they have to be watching it a good watching. If the Shmira Meula, and just like somebody gets paid, and that's why they have to pay kofar and pay it back, except for Shomer Chinam, which has to pay kofar, but does not have to pay for paying it back, for what happens to it afterwards, because he's off talk for that. We could even say that the price is going in the world of Rabbi Meir. We know in terms of kofar, we understand everything makes sense because he says a mu'ad, you have to watch it really well. And therefore, when you say you're going to be chayav to be kofar, it's because you didn't watch it well as a shmir b'chusa. Ukidimachlif rabba bar avua v'tani. And I read Akasha, then what's pshat that we said that on the very top line, he says, the amar socher kishomer chinam, and therefore the socher shouldn't have to reimburse the owner, just like shmir b'chusa doesn't have to pay him back. There was a machlokas how we learn up Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabba bar Avu Avatani, he said, Socher Ketzad Mishalim. How should a Socher pay? We said in the very top line that Socher is like a Shomer Chinam. But over here, we see the way that it's taught is that a Socher Ketzad Mishalim. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kishomer Sachar. We compare it to Shomer Sachar, not to Shomer Chinam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kishomer Chinam. It's only Rabbi Yehuda says like a Shomer Chinam. Therefore, we can say this is working in the world of Rabbi Meir in the way that. Rabbi Bar Avua explained as he flipped it. And therefore, everything works well with the world of Rabbi Meir, why everyone's going to be chayav kofar, and why everyone's going to be chayav to pay, to reimburse, except for the Shomer Chinam. Even the Socher would have to pay because he's like a Shomer Sachar and not like a Shomer Chinam. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Zok the Heligar Rabbi Elazar. Masa Shor L'Shar Mechinam. Let's say someone gave her a Shor to a Shor Mechinam. In other words, you just, can you watch this for me? You're not paying him anything. Hizik Chayev. And then the ox goes into damages. The Shomer is going to be Chayev. Huzak Pater. But if it got damaged by others, then the Shomer is going to be off the hook. He doesn't have to pay it back. Now, Amri, Hechidam, what exactly the case? Either Kabbalah Shmiras Nizakov. If the Shomer accepted upon himself responsibility for the Nezek for the damages, I feel Huzak Nami Lechayev, then he should be Chayev even if he got damaged by others, because he's saying, okay, I'll take advantage. I'll take responsibility for that also. Right? This is a particular case if he's accepting upon himself to do such an idea. Vida Lo Kabbalah Shmiras Nizakov, if he didn't accept upon himself that, then I feel Hizak Nami Lifter. Then even if it damaged, he should be off the hook. He should be put there. And for the Gemara, Merav, the Olam Shkiba loves Shmiras Nizakov. Really, he took upon himself Shmiras Nizakov. He took upon himself that he's going to responsibility for the damages. So if he took upon himself the things for the damages, right? If he did, then even if it was Huzak, if he got damaged, he should be Chayev. So why not? What are we dealing with? Kigon Shehikir Bo Shehu Nachan. At the time that it was given over to him, the Shomer knew that this is a Nachan. This is a one that likes to gore. He knows what happened in the past. And Ustama de Milsa de Lo Azil Iu Mazak Achmini Kabil Alei. Minestam, he's accepted upon himself that he's gonna, if it goes in a gorge, it's gonna be on him. The Asya Achminu Maski Lay Lididei lost a gadaiti. But that other animals come and damage it, that never came into his mind, and therefore he never took upon him responsibility for such an idea, and therefore he's not going to be chayiv in such a case. Says Rashi that the Vistama de Milsa, sure Nachon, if you have a shore that's Nogayaki Mekabel Inish, the Tiruse, when they take to guard it, the Tiruse Alea, Lamasha, who Muksak, Mekabel Alea, they think about what's Muksak to happen. The Lola is like Achrina, it shouldn't go damage others. How about the Lola is Kua, that it shouldn't get Achrina, and the others shouldn't damage it? Lamasaka Daiti, and everyone in his mind, Sherry, Ain Shomis Yatsev, Lenegdom, Mepakno, no one wants to come against it because of the fear they have for it. And if it does, therefore he's off the hook if that happens. We're not going to jump into the world. If let's say someone is careful and they try to make sure his animal doesn't actually damage, but it gets out and it does damage, then what's the din, right? We know that if he's careful enough, so then he's not going to have to pay. The question is how much? Says the Gemara, Sharu Ba'olav B'Mosera. Let's say they tie it down B'Mosera with a rein, which it rains. V'nol B'fad of Karoi, and it locks up the door. Karoi, Rashi says, Hainu Shmir P'chusa, Del Shechol Lam Nebruch Mitzuya, L'Kaman, B'Akotnes. We're going to spend it in a Hamer base that is talking about a case where it's not going to open on a Ruch Mitzuya. So that's a Shmir B'chusa. V'yotz of Hizik, but it gets out and it goes in and damages anyway. Echad tam echad muad chayev. What is a tam or a muad? You're going to be chayev for this. Divrei Rabbi Meir, azay gezokt Rabbi Meir. As we already saw, Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that it's got to be a good shmirah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, tam chayev. If it's a tam, then you're going to be chayev. Muad muad pater, but it's muad, then you're off the hook. Shenemar, because it's Davka says by Muad Velo Yisparenu Ba'olav, and it's Balam didn't watch it. Rashi says by Muad Ksev Miet Hakos of the Shmir Muetes Kin Mefarish Gemara. You're going to be off the hook with the Shmir Muetes when it comes to a Muad. That's what the Torah tells us. Vishamaru, this particular one was Shamor. It was guarded. Therefore, you're good. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ein Lo Shmir Elasakin. The only way you could guard this thing, Rashi says, Lamur. He's talking about over here. Elasakin. Rashi says, Vafilu Shamu Shmir Meula. Vehipala Kosta Vyatza Chayev. The wall gets knocked down and it gets out. It's still gonna be Chayev. Vashalish Machlokas Bedaver. Rabbi Meir Bishmir Pachusa Chayev. Rabbi Meula Potter. Right? Because that's Rabbi Meir. When it comes to a Shvacha garden, you're gonna be Chayev, but Meula gonna be Potter. Only Rabbi Huda Bepchusa Nami Potter. Even with a pchusa, you're going to be pater. Rabbi Eliezer, but meula nami chayev. The opposite extreme, but with a meula, you're going to be chayev. My time, Rabbi Meir. What's pshat in Rabbi Meir? Kasavir stam shvarim la bechetzel shimur kaimi. He says that regular oxen, they're not considered like they are guarded. They're guarded. What does that mean? Simply put, Rashi says, people don't like watch their oxen. They just leave them. They leave them. You leave them, don't guard it at all, and therefore just chilling. And on such a matzav, the Torah is going to say that a tam is going to be chayev. Because at the very least, you need to be guarding it a little bit, and here you're not doing anything. Hadam rachmana velo yishmerenu gabe muad. Then the Torah decided to speak, and he didn't guard it by a muad. The nibei lei shmir ba'ula, that it needs a shmir ba'ula. V'yalef negicha letam negicha lemuad me. V'yalef negicha letam negicha lemuad, and he learns out a negicha tam to negicha lemuad. Rashi says migzera shava the libay nami tam shmir ba'ula, that even a tam needs to have a good guarding. And that was the first line of the Mishnah when it says that if you tied it up with its reins, or you locked the door in a way that even a normal wind wouldn't do it, that's called Shmir Pchusa, and it gets into Mazik, whether it's Tam or it's Mud, you're going to be Chayev. That is Rabbi Meir. Now, what about Rabbi Huda? Rabbi Huda Savar, Stam Shvar Mechetzik Shimer Kami. No, the general rule is people do watch the things. Rashi says, In Lecha Adam She'inu Mishamer Sharo Shmir Pchusa. At the very least, he's guarding it a little bit. V'chayev Akasav B'tam Al Mashmir Ma'ula Boy Hadar Kasav. As we're going to say, okay, I'm jumping the gun, the Gemara is going to say it. He says people generally do watch their animals. Maybe not so great, but at least it's minimal. Amar Achmana Tam Nishalim. And then the Torah comes and says that a Tam is going to pay. Which means it's got to have a starka dika guarding. If you want to be off the hook, you got to watch it carefully. And then it says by Mu'ud, you didn't guard it properly, that the Navid Leishmir Ma'ula, telling you that it's got to be a Ma'ula, a starka dika garden. This is called a riboy. Have a riboy, acher riboy. If we knew it by a regular case, and now he's saying it more by a muad case, that's a riboy, acher riboy. If it ain't riboy, acher riboy, el lamayit. And whenever you have a din like this, the Torah comes and repeats something that didn't have to be said, and it's including it, it's coming to exclude something. It means to limit it. Mi et akas of l'shmir ma'ula. Kum techois, what comes out from this is, according to Behuda, a tam needs a shmir ma'ula, and a muad needs a shmir pechusa. That's why if you look back in the Mishnah, it says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Tam is going to be Chayev because it's only a Pchusa. Muad is going to be Pata because Pchusa is enough. It says the Gemara, V'chi tema negicha l'tam negicha l'muad. You want to pull that move like Gezer Shav, like Rabbi Meir is pulling, and then come to tell you that just like it's good enough, a Shmir Pchusa for a Muad, so too for a Tam, Hamiyet Rechmana velo yishmerenu lazeh velo la'acher. That is only speaking about a Muad. Why? Because Hamiyat Rachmana by a Muad and saying, and he didn't guard it, showing that this Miyat is only to the Muad and not to a Tam.
Excuse me. V'ha mi'boy le'lalav. We need it for a lav, says Rashi. Lo yishmerenu mi'boy le'lalav. We need it for a lav, Klomar. Le'gufi, for itself. De'im lo shamu shmir ma'ula. If you didn't guard it well, L'chayev, you should be chayev. V'darshin be riboy achar riboy. U'miyuta de tam inole. Where are you going to know a miyut for a tam? M. Cain says the Gemara. If that's true, that's all I was trying to do over here. Nifter rechmana v'lo yishmor. My v'lo yishmerenu l'zeh v'lo l'acher. It means for this and not for something else. Being Mamait the Tam. So, we saw Rabbi Meir, we saw Rabbi Huda, we saw Rabbi Eliezer. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. Whoa, we got a fourth one to the mix. Echad Tam, Echad Muad, Shishomro, Shmir Pechusa, Potter. We saw Rabbi Meir said, made a split between the two, and he said, Echad Tam, Echad Muad, you're going to be Chayev. Then we saw Rabbi Huda said that Tam, you're going to be Chayev, Muad, you're going to be Potter. Then Rabbi Eliezer is speaking about a Muad by a Muad. But nobody says both of them are going to be potter. I mean, that is a wild shtickle. Echatav echad muad shesham shmir b'chusa. You're going to be potter off the hook. My time, what's pshat? Savalak Rabbi Huda damer muad b'shmir b'chusa sagile. He holds like Rabbi Huda of that a shmir of a muad is a shmir b'chusa for muad is enough. V'yalef negicha l'tam and negicha l'muad. Then he makes a gzera shava of a tam and a muad to say that just enough. Both of them are going to be enough for shmir b'chusa. You're going to be potter. Now, again, the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that a Tam is going to be Chayiv with the Shmir Pechusa and a Muad is going to be Pater with the Shmir Pechusa. Now, Amar of Adam or Ava, Lo Pater of Yehuda Ela Tzad Ha'ada'a Shebo. Meaning, every animal, even if it comes a Muad, it has still a Tzad Tam. We had this discussion earlier in the Masechta, that Bimkomo Omedes or not. So he wants to say that Rabbi Huda says that you're going to be off the hook for paying for Muad. It's only the Tzad Adah Shebo. Aval Tzad Tamos Bimkomo Omedes. But the Tzad Tamos still stands in its place. Meaning, Rashi says, Dalo Sagile Bimchusa. It's not good enough for a Tam to be watched Pachos. And therefore, Mishal Mechatzi Nezek. So if a Muad damages, you have to pay Chatzi Nezek because of the Tam part of it, that it should have been guarded, a better guarding. Amazing. Amar Rav. Rav says, Muad lekeren yamid, eino muad lekeren smol. He's arguing with Rav Adar Bar Ava's shtickle over here. I'll explain why in a second, but he's saying that if an animal that gores only with its right horn, it's not considered a goring animal with its left horn. Now, Amri, let's break this down. Aliba deman. Rashi points out the statement must be coming to tell us. You're not coming to tell me that there's a difference between the right and the left. Of course, we know there's a difference between the right and the left. We've seen that with other Mishnayos, Daf Lamed Zayin, when it talks about if it's a mood for one thing, doesn't mean it's a mood for another. If it's a mood for animals, not a mood for people, and so on and so forth. So what's it coming to tell me? It must be telling me that the Shmira for the right one and the Shmira for the left are going to be different levels of Shmira that are necessary. I'll leave it to mind. Who's that going with? Yehli, the mayor, we're going to say, going to the mayor, Ha'amar Echa Tam Vechad Mu'ad, Shmira Mu'ula, boy. He says the Tam and Mu'ad needs a Shmira Mu'ula. And since you have to go for both of them, it's going to be saying it doesn't make a difference which one it's going to happen with. Yehli, so it can't be him. Yehli, the Behuda, when it says going towards Rabbi Huda, my area, Karen Small, I feel be Yamin Nami. Then why would Rav say particularly that things that are done with the left horn, but I feel be yaminami. Even if it's nagach, if it goris, with the right one, are also going to be the same type of chiyuv. Is beit sad tamas? Is beit sad muadas? Because it has a tzad tam and tzad muad. If it's done with the left, it's chayv chatzin nezik. If it's done with the right, there's a tzad tamas over there, which is going to be chatzin nezik also. So what's Rav coming to say over here? Amri, so they say li'olam kareb Yehuda. And for the Gemara li'olam Amri, they say li'olam kareb Yehuda. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. V'lo sfir le'de Rav Adar Bar Avi. He does not hold Rav Adar Bar Avi's shtickle over here. He says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a shmir p'chusa is good in order to the animal of a muad is going to be completely and totally off the hook. He doesn't hold of tzad tamas. V'achkar mezi means to say, ki hai gavna hu de mishkachas be tzad tamas. Only in a case where you have, in this particular instance, we have a right horn did it and left horn didn't do it, then we're going to find a tzad tamus mu'edes. You're going to find that there's a tam in the mu'ad. Beep, turn the page. Mem vav. Aval mu'ad legamre lo mishkachas beit tzad tamus klal. But if the animal became mu'ad on both horns, so then you're not going to find a tzad tamus at all. Rashi says, in order to be mechayiv you chatzi nezek. You're not going to have to pay that. Bechlal, so sorry about the rabbi, we argue with you. Let's talk to the next part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar, Omer, Ein lo shmir l'sakin. You got to kill this thing. It's the only way to guard it. I'm a rabbi. My time with Rabbi Lazar, what's pshat? I'm a kral. He says, the pasuk says, velo yishmerenu. It's talking about a mu'ad, and he didn't guard it. Then right, the full pasuk is if kishor nagachum itmos shasham v'lo yishmeren abalav and he didn't guard it shalom shalom shor tachas a shor v'amesi alo. So he says shuv ein lo shmir lazeh. When it says this lashon, it's implying that this ox has no way of guarding it because it's already such a matzav where it's a killer. Amar le Abaye comes and says the whole matzek alamiata d'chsev v'lo yichasenu. But when it says by a bar and he will not cover it, nami shuv ein lo kisoy lozeh. What does that mean? That there's no kisoy? Like when you use a lashon velo yishmerenu and he didn't guard it, means you're not able to guard it, and velo yichasenu would mean he's not able to go and cover it anymore. Of course, that doesn't make any sense. You're able to go and cover it, so why would you say that? Chitei machanam, if you want to say, yeah, taka, it means you're not able to cover it anymore. There's nothing to do if you have this pit. You have to fill it up. There's no way of covering it. Well, tanam, we're looking at the Mishnah coming up on Nun Beis, kiso karoi, if you covered it properly, v'nafal tochu shor ochamor umeis pater. Obviously, you can cover it in such a case. So what are you talking about? So if he says differently, Ela, amar abaye, hainu tamid derbi lezu, what Rabbi Meir is saying. Rabbi is saying, Kidatanya, Rabbi Nasan Omer, Minayin Shalo Yigadol Adam Kelev Rabatoch Beisov. Where do we know that a person shot raise a Kelev Ra in his house? Rashi says, Hachinami, Hai Lo Yishmerenu, Lo Yikaimenu. That's what it means. So do you know it? Val Yamit Sulam Ra'ua Besoch Beisov. You shouldn't keep a ladder that's a broken ladder in your property. Shenemar, Velo Sasim Damim Bebeisecha. You shall not place blood in your house. So what Rashi is telling us over there is that that's what he's saying. Lo Yishmerenu means, don't keep it there. In a chinami, there are ways of dealing with it, whatever it may be. But he's just trying to say, don't do it. Don't do it. Get rid of it. Maybe I didn't word that right. The bottom line is, hachinami ha lo yishmerenu lo yikamenu. You shouldn't uphold it. You shouldn't keep it there. You should get rid of it. Get rid of these dangerous type of matzavim. Hadrin aloch shoshan ogach arba v'chamisha. You know, our minig, we said hadrin aloch, so let's quickly hadrin aloch do it. Says the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav, the opening shoshan ogach arba v'chamisha shvarim. Zecher zeh yishalim la'achon shabahem. Okay, my friends, we are Yotzizan. Mazel Tov and finishing the fourth parak and Be'ezer Hashem Yizburach Shemo. We'll be Zoche to begin the fifth parak starting tomorrow. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.